What's up, guys? Trevor here with E-commerce Paradise. So in this talk, I'm going to discuss my goals and current projects. I know that a lot of the times we get hung up as an entrepreneur with so many different project ideas and stuff like that. And you can also get hung up on your main project because you're kind of getting burnt out on it and you want to look at other avenues of entrepreneurship and business and stuff like that. So I'm kind of always going through this myself, and I always feel like it's important to discuss these things, especially with a wide audience and with people all over the world, because I know it's happening with everybody out there, not just me. So I want to kind of give you a breakdown of the 10 different things that are going on in my life right now. And hopefully maybe you can learn a little bit from it or whatever. Just take what you want from it. And yeah, if you're interested in joining my Facebook Mastermind group, there's going to be a link in the description. So definitely click that link and join the Mastermind group. It's on Facebook. It's free. It's called E-commerce Paradise, just like this podcast and YouTube channel. All right, great, guys. So the first thing I want to talk about is the E-commerce Paradise podcast and website. So I was just able to finally get this podcast launched within the last month or so, and it just showed up on the iTunes store. So I want you to guys go out and definitely subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and leave a review, please. Definitely leave a review. Listen to some episodes first, obviously, but leave a really honest review. I really want to hear what you guys think about the podcast. I would truly appreciate that. And I'm trying to build a website right now. So it's kind of an interesting process for me because I've built websites in the past, but they're all pretty simple. And I'm trying to do something new. I'm trying to build a website that has really beautiful landing pages on it and a really nice, easy to go through blog and really useful resources page. So it's a learning process for me because I'm learning how to use Thrive Themes, which is a plugin and theme system for WordPress. And that's a process because it's all new to me. So I have to go through and watch their tutorials and watch their videos and courses and stuff like that while I build it and kind of bang out one little thing at a time, because building a website is all about persistence. And you're going to run into little challenges as you go. It's kind of like running a track race where you have hurdles. You got to jump over this hurdle, jump over that hurdle, jump over that hurdle. So it's kind of an interesting process, and that's what it's like for me. So as I go about that, I'm definitely going to try to film things that I find useful. That, you know, if I overcame a challenge, it's probably going to be something that someone else has that might type into YouTube and look for an answer for. So I'll probably be filming those and call them tech tips or something like that. But yeah, that's a big project of mine. I really want to build out the E-commerce Paradise podcast, build a nice website with free resources. Eventually, my goal is to build courses out as well so I can teach you guys how to build an online business, how to outsource, how to travel, hack, and stuff like that, do all the things that I know how to do. So that's the overall goal with that business. And yeah, I mean, this YouTube channel, the YouTube channel as well, is all about doing the video version of the podcast and the video versions of the website. And because I know that video is the easiest media to consume, and it is for me, for sure. I like to go on breaks and go down to the coffee shop and just watch somebody's YouTube video as a tutorial, because it literally is the easiest way to consume information. I consume the information, I watch it, I can watch the person talking, listen to it, and then take notes. So it's multiple ways of learning in one, and that's how I learn how to do internet marketing, online business. So yeah, beyond that, my main projects, I had a personal brand, and what I decided to do is actually combine that with E-commerce Paradise. So in the past, it's been, you know, Trevor James and E-commerce Paradise, two different things. But what I realized is that if I were to take them and combine them together, I could put all my effort into one place, one place that is exactly uniquely mine, and use the brand name as a way to tell people what I'm into and tell people what they're going to get out of it. And then also, you know, use my name throughout it, because that's a very personal touch as well. So it's a combination of the both now. It's a personal brand and E-commerce Paradise. So I've changed my Instagram to be instagram.com/ecommerceparadise. And I provide different things like product reviews, and I provide course reviews and service reviews, as well as tutorials now on the same YouTube channel. So the YouTube channel, and I have to wait about 30 days to get the custom link, youtube.com/ecommerceparadise. But at that moment, I'm going to be able to refer people to that link. And then also, it's going to have the name of Trevor James, so that people understand that E-commerce Paradise is Trevor James, right? So that matters to me. All right, now let's talk about what, you know, what projects I have going on beyond that. Because I'm not just an internet marketer that, you know, has a company that teaches people how to do internet marketing. I actually do all this stuff myself. And the E-commerce Paradise brand is just about teaching you guys how to do it too, because I really like to make connections and I like to help people. It's a big passion of mine is to help people and bring them up as well. Because I know when you bring other people up, you bring yourself up as well. So my first thing is, of course, is the dropship stores. And I'd like to teach you the one thing that I've learned that is super important. And dropshipping is more than just selling a front-end product. But by front-end product, I mean just the product that's on your e-commerce site. Dropshipping can be grown far beyond that, and it should be, because, as of course, once you start selling products, you want to scale your business. You want to also help the people more that are within your niche to get solutions to their other problems. So here's what I came up with. Dropshipping is more than just front-end e-commerce. It's also figuring out what products to upsell people, which other products that they will find useful that will help them use the product that they're buying. And then also sending them offers for other things like extended warranties or white glove delivery. And these things can be upsells or they can be affiliate products. So it just depends on how they're connected. If your suppliers sell them and you make a commit and you make like the difference, well then that's an upsell product. But if your suppliers don't sell them, but you do find a third party and they have an affiliate program, then that becomes an affiliate. And then of course, like depending on your niche, who are these people? Are they young? Are they old? Are they, you know, rich? Are they poor? Whatever. Hopefully they're not poor. Depending on your niche, let's say if they're poor, maybe they're in debt, you know? So that's a niche of people that need a solution to a problem. So just think about that. And like, you know, even for rich people, a lot of rich people are in debt. So if you're targeting rich people with your store, think about maybe offering an affiliate product, like a sales funnel that brings them to a how to get out of debt course. Excuse me. And how to get out of debt is a big thing. So you can think about other ways to serve your niche. And you approach this through creating a funnel, which means creating a squeeze page with an email opt-in, a bridge page with a video introducing yourself and the product, and a button that says, you know, go check out this product, and then it takes them to the affiliate offer. So that's how you do affiliate marketing correctly. You want to build a list, people exactly interested in that product. But with that said, affiliate marketing is all about providing solutions to people who have problems, right? And it's done through email marketing mostly, like I was saying, and through content marketing. So you can create a blog post, you know, how to get out of debt, whatever, and they might find that interesting. But you can also send them an email. Hey, you purchased this from us. It's possible that you might have this issue. If you do, if you're like many other people, then definitely check this out. There you go. All right, guys. Dropshipping stores can be used also beyond that, and can be used as you can create back-end products with your dropshipping business. So it's great that you're selling front-end products. You get to keep the money there. You can upsell them, and you can create an affiliate product, but all that is kind of front-end offers. And unless the affiliate product or upsell product or front-end product is recurring, you don't really have a recurring income business model, right? So the back-end of the business is the true core of the business, and it's the recurring income business model. So there's a few ways you can go about doing this. And a lot of it starts with what they call micro continuity. And that just means, you know, you're only charging like $5 or $10 a month for access. But with any niche, you can make some sort of an association membership along with a newsletter, a special newsletter that goes just to those people. And if they're, you know, really passionate about that niche, whatever it is, let's just say it's, you know, snowboarding. If they're really passionate about snowboarding, well, you know, they might sign up for an association of snowboarders, a snowboarders association with a newsletter that brings them all the latest news right to their account, right? For $5 a month. That's pretty cool. And so you want to definitely provide more value, as much value as possible, but for, you know, $5 a month, they get access and they get to connect with all these other people and maybe do meetups and stuff like that. That's kind of a cool idea. And to create that, you can just create you can just install the membership upsell plugin and through Bold Apps on your Shopify store and provide access to that part of your website. You know, it's as simple as that. So definitely think about doing that. Have a back-end idea with your dropshipping business. So that's what I'm working on right now. Okay, and a couple more things. Of course, we already discussed the sales funnels. Sales funnels can be used for everything, from selling those back-end products to selling the affiliate products. And think about the sales funnel of your store. So someone lands on your store, think about where they are in the sales process. Are they at the front of the sales process, the top of the funnel, or the bottom? If they're at the top, they need more information. So you should educate them more. You should provide blog content and YouTube content to educate them more before they make their decision to buy. if they're at the bottom of the funnel and they're ready to buy, make the buying process easy for them, because that's what they want. They want to be able to purchase, so make the add to cart button clear and make your entire funnel easy. And before they buy, give them an order bump. Order bumps are really cool because, you know, it's usually something like a extended warranty or white glove delivery. So that upsell order bump is really important, and then they'll buy that. And then when they get to that end of that buying cycle, then after the checkout process, you can give them a one-time offer for your back-end continuity or for affiliate offers as well. So the sales funnel process is really important. It can be used within your dropshipping business very, very efficiently. So definitely think about doing that. And beyond that, things that I'm working on are just basic content marketing, creating YouTube videos and creating blog posts for my dropshipping niche. And they don't necessarily even need to be with the products. They just need to be talking head videos or slideshow videos with pictures of the products. And I recommend doing the slideshow video with the picture of the product, because then people can actually get a visual of what you're talking about. So that's about it, guys. And we're building some new stores out. We have one new store we're doing right now, and then another one after that, and another one after that. So we've got three stores lined up. And the way I like to do it is usually do about one store per month. So if I know I have three stores, I'm going to do one store in November, one in December, one in January, just so we're not spinning our wheels. We're not pushing way too hard in one direction, in three directions at once. We want to go just in one direction. So that's what we're doing. All right. And then we have the niche affiliate site. So niche affiliate marketing is really cool. It means that you don't have to actually fulfill an order for somebody. When someone comes to your website and you pitch them on a product, all you're doing is you're sending them directly to the website that gives you a commission, and they fulfill the product, right? So niche affiliate marketing is really sweet because it's very passive. It's a little bit harder to compete sometimes because there's a lot more people competing in niches usually, and it can be difficult to rank. However, using certain strategies to rank, especially YouTube marketing, you can rank really easily for certain keywords. So the two main types of keywords there are in niche affiliate marketing that I'm working with are the best products keywords and the product review keywords. Okay, so those are the money keywords in affiliate marketing. So you definitely want to think about a niche as more than just a product. A niche is a group of people that are interested in a product. And then you can build a website out or a YouTube channel just specifically to provide solutions to those people's problems, right? So a niche could just be one product, right? But then you're kind of limiting yourself. You can build separate products, separate websites and everything for separate products. But the thing is, of course, you're going to spend a lot more time doing web design than you are building the funnels out, right? So it's better just to build a site or a YouTube channel around a niche of people and then provide them multiple solutions to their problems. With that said, the biggest affiliate program that we use is Amazon. Amazon is super popular and can be used for multiple of ways. Amazon is usually used for physical products, but can also be used for digital products like their ebooks and all that. So Amazon is a huge website. So to go through there, just, you know, go through the categories and take the category name, you know, plug it into kwfinder.com or Google Search Console. Well, Google's Keyword Finder is what I mean. And then add the word best before it and see what the search volume is, and then add the word review after one of the products that are within that category, and you see what the search volume there is. And that's what I've been doing, and so we're creating some really great niche sites there. And the coolest thing about this is that you can use the same backend funnel ideas as you can with a dropshipping site. So you can build an association newsletter, coupons, you know, micro continuity membership into an affiliate site as you can a dropshipping site, you know? So that's what I'm doing right now, is focusing on building a micro continuity membership, because if you get, you know, 1,000 people at $10 a month, you got a $10,000 a month micro continuity core to your business. And that's huge, right? So that's the goal. Of course, that includes a lot of content marketing like YouTube and blog posts and understanding the sales funnel. So you got to capture those leads. You got to get those email addresses that are interested in a particular topic and then remarket to them via email. And then you can even use those emails to build custom audiences and lookalike audiences within Facebook and retarget them with Facebook advertising as well, which is super useful because everybody's on Facebook. It's either they're in their email inbox or they're on Facebook or they're on YouTube or they're in Google searching stuff. So just understand that and create funnels and capture the traffic. Put yourself out there. Be a billboard. All right. So with that said, you know, moving on, I've been working a lot with ClickFunnels lately to build sales funnels out, and been definitely building a funnel to introduce people to a solution to their problem is the main key here. So understanding that, you know, you can build micro funnels out. In fact, you can build funnels just to pitch one particular product, and that's the most useful thing. And the coolest thing about ClickFunnels is it's super optimized to do just that. So one way to do that is that I have been watching videos on how to do affiliate marketing with ClickFunnels. And basically you go to ClickBank and you find out a product that is a high commission and also sells very well using their gravity search function. And then you can take that product and make a funnel specifically for that product. And the funnel works like this. You build a squeeze page that offers a free video, and that's it. And then they opt in, and then they get the free video, which is you introducing yourself, and then introducing them to the concept of solving their problem and watching this video, and then letting them know you're gonna send them other messages. And then click the button to watch the video. And then they click the button, and then they go to that affiliate offer, right, on ClickBank. So those are affiliate marketing sales funnels in a nutshell. Building it out is a bit more complicated because you have to learn how to make the email lists and all that stuff, but that's it in a nutshell. And that's what I'm working on as well, because that's really, really, really good practice for building funnels and finding out what niches are super hot and what people want. So that's awesome. And that's a great way to get educated, right? Is to practice. Talking about education, some of the courses I'm currently taking are Dropship Lifestyle, and that's the one I've been taking for a while. But what I do is I go back through and I rewatch the videos all the time because that's super important. I've been taking Authority Hacker Pro. Authority Hacker Pro is about affiliate marketing, so I go back and rewatch those videos all the time. And I've been taking all these different courses by Russell Brunson that he pitches to you once you sign up for ClickFunnels. I've read the book .com Secrets. I read the book Expert Secrets, and I went and signed up for ClickFunnels, and now I'm using it. And now he's pitching me other things like Funnel Hacker Pro and Funnel Hacking Secrets, and he's got a bunch of other ones like the Perfect Webinar and all these little courses within his main course. I think the main one I like is FunnelU.com, because Funnel University is a monthly magazine that he builds, and he basically hacks different people's funnels, and then he makes a monthly magazine, and then you can watch it. You can download the digital version and get the physical version, and he's got a bunch of courses in there too. And it's only like, I think it's only like $50 or $100 a month or something like that, and you get access to all his stuff. So it's a pretty good deal. Super awesome educational resource. And you know, if you think $50 or $100 a month is high, I mean, that's silly, because you might go to a university and spend, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars maybe, to get an MBA or PhD or whatever, and you know, hopefully you'll get a job after that. Whereas with this, I'm actually learning a skill and a trade, which is sales and marketing, and I can use that to make tons of money, right? Which is great, because then I can enjoy a lifestyle that is location independent. So that's the goal. All right, so there's a few more parts here to my goals and current projects, and that is more of the lifestyle behind everything, and that means traveling. So places I plan to travel include Bali. We're going to go to Bali later this month, and then next month we're going to do Cambodia and Siem Reap and see the ruins of Angkor Wat, and then we're going to go to Vietnam in December, January, around that time for our visa run, and spend a week out there. Probably Ho Chi Minh City. We'll start there. We'll go up to some of the beach areas, and then we'll go up to Hanoi. That's the goal, and then come back after that. All right, and you know, a lot of the traveling has led to learning a lot of lessons, and that is mainly healthy eating and staying healthy while you travel. And what we've learned is that most of the places around the world don't have, you know, a vegan diet or a plant-based diet on their mind. They serve just normal basic food. Every culture will have their own cultural food, and then they'll have American food. That's usually what we run into. So you have to make sure that you're eating healthy. There's always going to be tons of options for unhealthy food, right? And you just have to make that decision, like, no, I'm going to eat healthy instead. It's funny, but every time I come out to Chiang Mai, there's so many healthy options here for restaurants that we just go and eat salads every day for lunch. And they're huge salads, and it's super affordable. You know, it's only like $3 to $5 or something for a salad plus something else. Yeah, it's amazing. So, you know, the lesson I learned there is that when you do have healthy options available, choose those healthy options. Don't make a bad decision, because it does wear you down when you make unhealthy eating decisions. All right, so do that while you travel and you'll be much happier. We've been doing that and we're very happy right now. The next thing in my life is skateboarding. And skateboarding is like fitness plus art for me. So I like to go out and skate. It's kind of like dancing sort of, but like it's very difficult. It's like a strenuous activity. It's like basketball. You jump up and down a lot. And then also to add on to that, it's very dangerous. It's like stunt work. You have to jump up and down things that if you fell, you could really get seriously hurt. So it's a combination of things for me. And it's really cool because of that. I get a lot of balance lessons, a lot of balance and fearlessness, a lot of balance and, you know, getting back up and trying again, you know, failure and success. And a lot of lessons that, you know, have helped me in the rest of my life. life to overcome fears and become successful at whatever it is, whether it's, you know, climbing up a cliff or you know, finishing out a big hike or building out a big website project. So I want to learn more tricks. I mean, I don't know if you guys are going to understand this, but you know, I have a lot of stuff in the back of my mind I want to learn. Nolly flip crook, front tail 270, nolly heel, tail slide 270s, all these tricks that like are super advanced that, you know, probably would take weeks and weeks to learn if I just were to put my head to that one trick. But the thing about skateboarding, just like anything else, is that you tend to get distracted. It's hard to try one trick for more than like 10 tries before you just like kind of get over it and you want to try something else. So if you want to learn a trick with skateboarding, the biggest thing is to just to do one little part of the trick at a time. So, you know, for nolly heel crook, tail slide, right? If you don't even know how to get onto the tail slide, then just try the nolly heel towards the ledge, you know, just do a little bit here, a little bit there, just throw it towards the ledge till you get your body comfortable with being over it as it gets onto the ledge. And then when you throw it towards the ledge and you all of a sudden get comfortable with it, then just stick it into it and just start pressing into the ledge. Just like catch it and go, just catch it and go. And then just slip out a few times, you know, and hang up, whatever. But eventually you'll start landing in it and be more comfortable with it because you've already done a tail slide, right? So eventually you'll get the motion, you'll land in there, and then you'll come out. But it's the coming out that is difficult as well, because like, you know how to get out regular, you know how to get out fakie, but you want to do 270 out. Well, you got to learn that first. So learning a 270 is different. You got to get into a tail slide and then learn it out. So, you know, you just jump out towards the ledge. You just keep jumping out, jump out, jump out a little bit here, a little bit there. And then all of a sudden you start twisting your body around a little bit more. You wind up more and you twist it more. And then all of a sudden you'll learn how to put your back toe out so that wheel becomes a pivot point and then you turn back around. So the key to learning anything in skateboarding is one little step at a time, one little thing. All right. And then, you know, health is the next big thing in our lives. And you know, our current diet is definitely excluding any kind of alcohol, excluding any kind of junk food. I do drink coffee and it has a little bit of sugar in it, so that's not the best thing, but it does keep me going every day. It gets me excited, gets me pumped up to do this content, and that's what I'm counting on. I'm counting on myself to come through for myself right now. So I really want to keep doing that, keep that up. But the key is 80-20 is to eat lots of healthy food so that, you know, you feel good and that you keep going because of that. You know, getting sick just puts you out and it sucks. So definitely stay healthy, guys. The last thing about this video, my goals and my goal for life is to have a good marriage. So, you know, I've learned to respect my wife and to help her learn what I'm learning slowly, because I realize if I throw too much stuff at her, just like anybody, they get overwhelmed. So just one little thing at a time and have fun with it. Make it fun like you would with like a kindergarten class learning stuff, you know, because when you make online business, when you make any kind of business learning fun, all of a sudden your body associates business with fun. And that's awesome, because you want to do stuff that's fun, right? You want to do things that are exciting. For me, it's cool. I'm a hacker, so I like to hack into the different things and figure out what works and, you know, what doesn't work and stuff like that. And, you know, if money comes as a result, that's pretty awesome. You know, like right now I can check my Amazon affiliate dashboard and every day I'm making, you know, a few hundred bucks in sales. That's pretty amazing. Like, it shows that doing those review videos on my channel really does result in getting commissions. And it's only a little bit right now, but I'm scaling that right now. I'm building more videos out. I'm building websites out for niche affiliate stuff. So my goal is to 10x that within the next 6 months, and I'll be having a few $1,000s a month in affiliate income. And that's going to be huge, like totally awesome, you know, because we'll go from just covering rent with affiliate income to actually being able to cover tons of travel with affiliate income too, which, you know, can be scaled even more because now we have the money to travel, afford better gear and stuff like that, and be able to provide more solutions to people with problems, right? That's the whole goal here. All right, guys. Well, if you watched till the end of this, I really want to say thank you so much, because, you know, it's hard to make my life relatable to other people's. Sometimes we do so much crazy stuff. But if you are watching this, I want you to understand that it is all possible. I'll do a separate video on productivity. It's really all about figuring out what's the most important thing in your life, what's going to bring you the most results and make you feel the best about yourself and make you feel really good and get, bring you the most reward in multiple ways, spiritually and health-wise, and also, of course, monetarily is important. So definitely get out there, guys. Create more great things in your life, and, you know, don't stop. Don't be afraid, and do what you think is the best thing to do. All right. Thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you out there.